Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, both worlds.
We're blasting off. This is the Best of Both Worlds radio program here on Blog Talk Radio on October the 27th, 2015. I want to welcome everybody who's tuning in. We have a great show for you today. We have a couple of guests that are going to give us some informative information. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a serious talk. Tonight, the topic is battling breast cancer. That's right, we're going to talk about battling breast cancer. And we have two breast cancer survivors on the show with me, the one and only Maxine Simmons McDaniel. She's going to come on. She is the co-founder of Tickle Pink Foundation, a foundation that specifically caters to men and women of African-American descent who are battling breast cancer. And then we're going to have also another recent survivor of breast cancer, the beautiful Miss Suzanne Nelson. She's going to come on and give her story. So I want everybody to tune in. Tell your friend that Two World Radio is about to blast off. Again, we thank everyone. We want to send a special shout out to Crystal Chanel, who hosts the Crystal Chanel Network. We thank you for allowing the Two Worlds Radio program to come aboard. We're going to have a good time. We're going to, it's Two Worlds Radio, y'all. So again, tell everybody to come aboard. Tell your friends, share it with everyone, because you don't want to miss this show. I promise you, this is one for the ages. And we do know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I was not going to let this month go by without touching this subject. So tell your friends, Two Worlds Radio, blasting off right now. Come on. We're blasting off today. Once again, I am your host, Robert Pierce, and on October the 27th, 2015, I'm excited about what God is doing in my life and the life of everyone who's listening. But tonight, I want you to tell your friends, tell your family members, tune in, because we're going to have a hard-hitting topic today. And so I'm not going to take up a lot of time, but I want to get started on this. So like I do every week, I want to give a brief word of encouragement. And tonight the word comes from a familiar text. Those who have been in church for any amount of time know this scripture. They know it well. And I just want to talk about it today. That is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. That's the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." And today I just want someone to know that you may be going through some things. You don't know what God is doing. It doesn't seem like things are going your way. You know, you developed a plan. You developed a strategy. And it seems like everything you thought was good that was going to happen, it didn't happen. The plan didn't go where you wanted to execute it. And you're thinking that God may have forsaken you, or you may not have heard from God. That may not necessarily be the cause of what's going on. But Proverbs encourages us to know to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. So that means we have to trust in God no matter what the situation looks like. It may not look like it's going to work out, but the word says that, the word says to just trust in him. Don't go on your intellect. Don't go on your own reasoning. Don't go on your own mental state. But just trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. That means don't lean on it. Don't depend on your own understanding, because the Bible says God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And he also says that all things work together for the good that is called to him. And so all things work together for the good. So that means a little bit of bad has to happen. All things means all things. It doesn't mean that the end is near, that you fail God. No, it means that he has a different plan for you. He has a different purpose than what you may have thought is going to work out. And so we're going to talk about that tonight, because these two sisters, you know, they didn't plan on their experiences, but they're going to tell you how they overcame. And they had to trust in God and not lean to the understanding of the doctors, not lean to the understanding of the statistics, not lean to the understanding of people around them, but they had to trust in him. And it said, and he will direct your path. He's going to direct your path. And, you know, sometimes the path that God directs isn't necessarily the path that I would select, that you would select. But if God selected the path, that means he has ordained your steps. He knows every step you're going to take. And so just trust in him. And so I just want to encourage someone today as they're listening to continue to trust in the Lord and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so, again, I just want to encourage someone. And in the spirit of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I have one announcement I want to make. I want to highlight this because it has something to do with breast cancer. On this Sunday, November the 1st, 2015, at 4:30 p.m., I am proud to be a part of this benefit fashion show to raise money for breast cancer awareness, to raise money. The money that's going to be raised are actually going to breast cancer survivors and those who are experiencing the treatments of breast cancer right now. It's being hosted by Urban Spice Magazine. It's the 5th annual Breast Cancer Benefit Fashion Show. Sunday, November the 1st, 2015, here in Atlanta at 620 Interchange Drive in Atlanta. Doors open at 4:30. Tickets are only $20. You can go on if you need to inbox me. I got tickets here. Again, I am going to be in the fashion show. Anything that has to do with breast cancer awareness, I'm in. And so when I got the call, I didn't have to hesitate. I knew I was going to be part of this. So if you're not doing anything on Sunday, come on out, support this cause. It's going to be a worthy cause. Amen. Well, without further ado, I want to bring on my first special guest. And she is special to me. I call her Mama because we are knitted together in the Lord. We are knitted together in so many different ways. None other than Maxine Simmons McDaniel, who is a 4-year breast cancer survivor. She is also the co-founder of the Tickle Pig Foundation, and we're going to talk about that a little more, but I want to bring her on right now. So without further ado, let me bring on my mama in the Lord, Sister Maxine Simmons McDaniel. Maxine, you here?
Yes, I am here.
Welcome on to the Two Worlds Radio program. I am delighted and honored to have you here today. As I just shared with the listeners, that I consider you Mama. I call
that's
you Mama.
Just fine. It is
you Mama,
great
and
to be alive.
Amen. And I just love you so much. I want to say that publicly. I loved you. I admire you. I respect you. I can go on for days. I don't want to get sensitive here on this. And so, but I just want to welcome you and thank you for coming on. As we know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you are so instrumental in the fight against breast cancer, not only as being a survivor, but now co-founding a foundation along with myself, the Tickle Pink Foundation. And so I'm going to move out the way. I want you to introduce yourself to the world and tell them your story. Let them know who Maxine Simmons McDaniel is and what's your story.
I am just delighted to let everyone know tonight that I am a 4-year breast cancer survivor.
Amen.
I am a child of God. Have I always been? No, but he will bring you to your knees so that you know who you are, whose you are, and who you will always be. So I want to first thank Robert Pierce of Two World Entertainment. Thank you, Robert, because for a long time I've had the dream of the foundation. You would think women who have breast cancer would come running to help, but they haven't. So the best thing, the next best thing, and the best thing that I have is a minister, a businessman, and as one of my dear friends, Joe Patterson, says, a gentleman, to understand that there is a need for men to be involved in this breast cancer fight, because men do get breast cancer.
Absolutely.
I wanted to put that out there first. So we're just not fighting for the women. We're out here, we're serving, we're pounding, we're walking, we're fundraising for men and women. And thank you, Robert, for being on your knees, for understanding that there needed to be a foundation to help people.
Yeah.
As a member of New Mercies Christian Church, where the great Jesse Kearney III is my pastor,
shout out to Pastor Kearney.
I just want to say that we have a great program. We have a cancer support group that meets. We have a program that it is not just for our membership, but for the community. And those
Absolutely.
Are the kind of things that we need. So, Robert, I thank you for not being selfish enough or not feeling squeamish because you were becoming a part of a female organization, which it is not. It is just a breast cancer foundation. So we need your support on this. We need to make sure that people know that we are trying to raise dollars for services so that we can lighten all the loads of all of our friends who have breast cancer, financially, emotionally, and physically.
Yes,
those
absolutely.
Are things. So thank you for being a part. I truly thank you. And as you call me your mom, I call you my son. I know that all your days have not been healthy, and I know that there are some things that that we could possibly help you with. So with your company, Two World, with my company, the GG 20% Production, we're going to do some things for the community. All we do
Absolutely.
Is invite everybody to come along. If you don't want to come along, that's fine, because the Tickled Pink Foundation is going forward. We're going to try to do things, and we're going to support the people of God's community, African-American men and women that are battling this disease, that have already gone through this disease, that don't know what the next step. And we also are going to cover the caretaker.
Yes.
The caretakers get left out so many times.
Absolutely.
So we want to start doing some things for the caretakers. And down the road, we want to try to maybe get a scholarship or two for children of breast cancer survivors. So there's a lot of things that we're doing. We need your help. This
yes,
is
we
my
do.
Special to you. To that we do need the help for the Tickled Pink Foundation. Now that I've said all that, and most people already, a lot of people know who I am and a lot don't. For those who don't, my cancer trip was not an easy one. I'll start, and I'm going to move around here, and you're going to say, why is a lot of this that she's telling us, what does it have to do with breast cancer? Well, it has a lot. I want to be able to tell you about my journey, about how I got to this point. And don't feel sorry for me in any of this, because I'm speaking to you now, and I want you to draw strength from what I'm saying tonight. So if I don't affect but one person, I hope that person will take away from the things that I'm going to say and make them stronger. and maybe even come out and join our foundation. I am one of those people that's probably, if it could happen, it did happen to me in my lifetime. At five years old, I was molested. By the time I was 13, I was raped. I was engaged in a relationship that was not the most healthiest. At the time, I didn't know domestic violence, but it actually was. Right. And so I could not figure why I was going through all of this. And I'll go back and say that I lost my father at 14 years old. Okay. He was 42. He had a massive heart attack at 42. So I had done a lot of work with the American Cancer Society, with the American Heart Association.
The heart, okay.
Because of my father. But then my mother passed at 59 with uterine cancer and a heart attack. So it got a little bit more and more personal. So I come from a large family, and that's what I need people to know, that in this walk, family is going to be important to you. But I told Robert when he was putting my name down, make sure you put Simmons in the middle. That is my maiden name, and that's because the cancer has ran very rampant in my family, in the Simmons family. I have seven sisters and two brothers. My baby sister died earlier. And out of the seven sisters and two brothers, there's only one, do you hear me, just one that have not had some form of cancer.
Just
but
one out of
God
seven.
Be the glory, we are all still living. We are all still supporting each other.
Amen.
We have two. My brother is the cancer had reoccurred in his throat. He is still doing well. My sister is a two-time breast cancer survivor, but now she's going through chemo for lymphoma cancer.
Okay.
But she is still holding her own. We just spoke. She's doing well. So that's why I say, don't cry for me. You can shout for me. Because all of my family, I have cousins, I have nieces, I have aunts. It is when I say this disease runs rampant, the disease of cancer itself within my family. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this, Ms. Maxine. Because it runs so rampant in your family, I want you to talk about the importance, because I'm sure there's other families where it runs rampant. So I want you to talk about the importance of doing the self-checks, going to the doctor, the things that you need to do to make so you can catch it early if you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Can you speak to that?
Yes, I will. It is so important. I don't know. I noticed that medical science now, they're trying to say that, women don't need this till 40 or 45. They don't need the mammograms. But I will tell you that we counsel, we pray with women at least four this week that are under 35 years old. So it does come. So you must, if it's in your family, if you know it's in your family, and we have people to say, we don't have anybody in our family with it, I'm the first one. But as a woman, a man too, check the chest. A man knows quicker than women do because they are basically flat-chested and they can feel if there's a lump.
Right.
In my case, I didn't feel anything. I was not sick. I felt just fine. I was just going to the doctor for my checkup. And the reason I know now that I could not, I had surgery in January of 2011 for my knees. And I had to learn how to walk all over again. It took me about 17 and a half weeks to learn to walk and all that. And the reason, I guess, I didn't notice that anything different was going on was because I was already coming off of all that.
Right.
I probably didn't know. But I never felt anything, didn't know anything, thought I was just fine. I was going to the doctor because it was time for my checkup, and because I had been on my back and couldn't walk all that time, I missed my appointment. So I went to the doctor at the end of May, the 1st of June. The doctor tells me, we think we see something after we have the mammogram. So I said, no, you couldn't, because I'm fine.
Right.
And I stopped, and here's where faith comes in. I said, well, they said, well, we're going to have to do it again. I said, that's fine. So we went back and we did another mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, to make sure, we'll do the ultrasound. So when they did the ultrasound, they said, we think we still see it. Well, me, okay. I'm like, okay, now, God, you wouldn't do this to me because I've been on my back 17 and a half weeks. You
right.
would not make me go through this again. You couldn't.
Right, this couldn't
After
be
all,
the path
I'm,
you made for me.
This could
yeah.
not be the pattern that you have. I've been through all this other stuff in life, and
right.
you know that there's some things that I shouldn't have had to go through, but I did. So why now? So they said, well, you know, you can get that third opinion, and which I did. And I,
okay.
I tell people, make sure you get that third opinion.
Okay.
So they did the MRI, and the MRI still showed it. So then I yield, and I tell you why I yield. And that's where your faith going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I yield because that was three times, one, two, three. That
yes.
one for the Father, one for the Son, and one was for the Holy Spirit. And I couldn't fight with God no more. And I said, okay.
Amen. Right.
Whatever
so you had
you
to come
to
terms
with,
this is what it
I
is.
I had to
this
come to terms.
Yeah.
So when the doctor told me, I was fine. I was like, oh, okay, well, just do what you need to do. I thought I was. So when I get home all by myself, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to die, all this stuff. And so when I went through all of that, and then God's like, you know, you need to straighten up and try to get this thing right because you're going to have to be the strength for somebody. I didn't know
okay.
that at the time.
Right.
So I told them, whatever you need to do, I don't care what you need to take, how you need to take it, just get me well. I have things to do. I have things I have to do. So I can't be down long. So, see, I'm negotiating with God, and he's laughing
yeah.
at me.
Right, he's negotiating. Because
it's not happening. It's not happening. And I wanted so bad to be well because at the time I was just asked by a gospel artist, Ernest Pugh, to do his listening party, to do his video. And I was
okay.
like, I got stuff to do. I don't have time to be stopping and waiting.
Right.
I always wondered why Ernest named it, I Need Your Glory. And now I know why. I was so sick.
Hmm.
I posted some pictures on Facebook recently that when I went, I didn't tell anybody. Still wasn't going to tell anybody. I'm going to make this thing work and make me some money and so I can work with a star and I can do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at his listening party, they physically had to stand up with me.
Wow.
And I finally had to break down and tell somebody, look, I have cancer. They want to do surgery. And everybody goes, what? When?
Mm-hmm.
In 2 days, you know. So thank God for people like Ernest Pugh.
Amen.
He stopped in the middle. He prayed for me, and he said, we're going to pray for healing. So I knew then, yeah, I needed the glory. I needed everything.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
after that, I went to the doctor, and here's where the test begins. I go to the doctor to go to have all of the, what they call a needle biopsy, is where they go in and they have to define the area where the cancer is, and they mark
okay.
it. Nowhere to do the surgery. They leave the wires in. So I came home. The next morning, I woke up. I was bleeding like crazy, profusely from my chest, from my breast.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Like, that's not where the cancer is because it's underneath. Well,
okay.
it split. My chest, my breast was split half in two.
Oh,
it split it wide. I was screaming. My husband, it seemed like all of this seemed like it was a lifetime, but it was in about 7 minutes. They had gotten the ambulance there. They had rushed me to the hospital, and we couldn't figure out what happened. And then they told me that I had caught a staph infection from the hospital.
Oh, Lord.
We hadn't even had cancer surgery yet.
Right.
This is what happens. All of this, and I was like, okay, Lord, now see, you think I'm playing with you because now you know I can't be doing, you can't do this to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
I have work to do. I don't have time to be sick. So they rushed me into emergency surgery. I had to wait 6 more weeks before I even had the cancer surgery to make sure
to
that I didn't have
infection.
More infection because
wow.
they were dealing with that so that I would heal.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, in August, I had the cancer surgery. Then I had to go through 8.5 weeks, 5 days a week, 43 treatments of radiation. It was grueling. I was afraid, but I had good people in my life. I had the mothers of my church.
Amen.
They were there. They were praying with me. I had my pastor. I had the one I call my son, and we call him Gravy, Elder Graves.
Uh-huh.
All of the people of my church were there for me. Having such a large family, my family was there for me. I only have one son. My son came, and he laid in the floor beside my bed. I have a four-bedroom house, but he wouldn't stay in the bed. He said, "Mom, I'm going to lay here till you get well." And I said, "No, you're going to have to go back." But he said, "No," and he stayed by my side. Now, I say that because not everybody has that kind of support system. I was very fortunate because I bowled for like 30 years. I bowled all over this country, and I met so many good people. So I had friends in the bowling world. I had friends from the community, friends from the church and family. But there are a lot of women every day that don't have that. I want the Tickle Pink Foundation to be that friend that they don't have, to be that person, take them to the doctor or say, "Hey, we'll pick up your medicine and we'll make sure that we get it back to you." That's what I want the Tickle Pink Foundation to do. I got the blessing. A hundred times over, God blessed me there. He blessed me. I went through the hardest time of my life, but he healed me. And I know that when he healed me, that is why he healed me. But the other part is that when I was going through and when I was diagnosed, I was on my way to Maryland, the great state of Maryland is where I'm from, to go with my sister because two of my sisters were having surgery.
Okay.
I was supposed to be with them. And see, I tried to explain that to God when they were telling me that I was supposed to. And it says, if I'm making this sound funny, I have to do this so that I can get through this, okay? But I was like, I can't be sick. I got to go see about my sister, my two sisters.
Right.
So I had to see about them because both of them were having surgery. I was having surgery on the second. One of them was having surgery on the fifth, and the other had surgery on the ninth. And if you think that wasn't a handful, on top of all those things,
absolutely,
they went ahead and they had surgery. And thank God, as I said, I always wondered, why in the world did we have such a big family? There were so many things that I didn't feel like I got because we had such a big family I missed out on. But, oh, my God, I know why God gave us all these sisters and brothers, because they had to spread themselves all over the country.
Yeah.
At the time that they had to go to surgery, it never happened in the whole history of the state of Maryland. An earthquake hit, shook the hospital that my sisters was in. My other sisters were there visiting. She had to physically lay across the bed. The bed went across the room, hold the wires. And so we were just, I was looking at the news, and I'm like, oh, my God, I hope my family's okay. And here I am trying to heal at the same time. I could not be there. Then my other sister, the one that has the cancer now, that has the lymphoma and doing very well, she was in the car. She was in the automobile, and the car physically moved. And we were like, oh, my God. So they had to rush her to the hospital. So when I tell you there's four of us at one time in the hospital, then at different hospitals, I was like, okay, I'm mad now, God. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, you know we didn't have to go through all this. And we done lost our mama. We lost our daddy. There has got to be a reason for all of these things for us to go through these kind of things.
Okay.
So
now, Ms. Mack, this is what I'm going to do, because you touched on something that is so on. You talked about support system and maybe those who didn't have the support. I want to bring on, I wasn't going to do this, but I want to bring on our other guests, Suzanne Nelson.
Oh, that's fine.
I want us to all just have a big conversation together.
Yes.
Because she shared with me, you know, she's just 5 months into recovery. And so we want to talk, and I want it to be a big support group right now.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And to really talk. So just hold on for me 1 minute. Let me click on here, and I want to bring Suzanne on.
Okay.
Hello, Suzanne?
Yes, I'm here.
You're here? Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We want to welcome you to the Two Worlds Radio program. And I just want to let you know that we appreciate you for taking your time to come on to the show. And I wanted to bring you on because the conversation is getting so good. And I just want to have an open forum right now.
Okay.
And I want you to introduce yourself to the world. We got a bunch of folk listening on the internet. There's a bunch of folk watching on Periscope here. So I want you to share with the people your story. And then I want us to get into a group conversation. But just tell us a little bit about your journey with battling breast cancer.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me, Robert Pierce. And before I go into that, I wanted to acknowledge the support that I had, Sister Liz Williams, Sister King, and also Maxine McDaniel. I am the proud founder of Women Warriors, and you know, we can get into that a little bit later, just briefly. I am a child of God. I'm a mother, a wife, and as you said, I am 5 months breast cancer survivor. My story is a little bit different. I have been getting my mammograms every year. I've had one 7 months before I found the lump in my breast. And I went to the doctor, my OBG, and I, you know, told her my concerns. And, she did an exam, and she didn't think anything of it. She just said, that, do you drink a lot of coffee? I said, no, maybe just one a day. So she wasn't really concerned about it. So she said, you know, we can go ahead and schedule your next mammogram for the following year. So, you know, I left the office. I wasn't 100%, you know, buying what she was telling me. So I went home to my sister's wedding in the Bahamas, and God spoke to me while we were rehearsing. And he said, as soon as you get back to the to Atlanta, I need you to get a second opinion. And that's what I did. And that's how I found out that I was stage one. Thank God I did not have any spreading in the lymph nodes. And that's because, you know, I always do my self-check after, though I get my mammograms every year, I always do my self-check after every cycle. So, you know, I want to encourage women. Even though you might get that letter in the mail that, you know, everything came back normal, and that's what came back for me, that, you know, gave me a peace of mind. At the end of the day, you know, the last lady that did my mammogram, she told me, she said, Ms. Nelson, I see you every year. I just want to tell you this. And she looked at me and she said, I still want you to do your self-check. And I said, okay, yes, ma'am, I will start doing that. And that's how I found it. You know, so it was like I got the call at work, and yes, I did get the call at work, and from the radiologist, and they told me that, you know, we need you to come in, and I said, why do you need me to come in? You can just tell me what's going on now. You know, you already called me on my job.
Right,
you know? Right. That's the number one mistake, right? And then, you know, sorry?
Go ahead.
Yes, and, you know, so she told me that you have breast cancer. And as I was walking back to my desk, you know, all I heard was breast cancer, and the echo just went so, it just went dimmer and dimmer, and I just literally passed out at my job.
Wow.
You know, and they had to call my daughter because it was like a stalk in the face. You know, you're at work, you're having a good day, and they call you with that news, you know, and and that's how it started for me. April 7th, I was diagnosed. And I tell people this all the time. I felt like God was preparing me for this, for something. I didn't know what it was a year prior to. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something was coming, but I didn't know it was this. You know, so in a way I was ready, so I didn't question it. You know, I just went into beast mode and I said, you know, I set my husband down, my family, and I said, you know, we're going to just do what we got to do and take care of this. And I've had two surgeries. I had one in May. I had one in August. And I can't explain it, but every surgery that I had, I just got stronger because I know God was with me.
Amen.
You know, and it's just been amazing. You know, I tell my story now, and people are like, you had breast cancer? I said, yeah. I said, how should I look? Because I had breast cancer, you know? And I just tell them it's all God, you know?
It's all God.
I just wanted to, you know, I really wanted to stress to women, please, please get your mammograms and still do your self-check because it can save your life. And follow your gut and follow your inner gut because sometimes, you know, we're so busy just moving through life and we don't sit and be still so that we can hear from God to know that there's something going on. And that's what I did, you know, and I'm alive today.
Well, we praise God for you and for your story for the courage to even come on today and share because this is so new, like I said, 5 months.
Yes, it's still, yes.
Yes. And so let me ask both ladies, both of you, I wanted to really talk about, as you're going through the process, how valuable was the support? You know, I want you to speak to that because, you know, there may be someone who thinks they want to do this by themselves. You know, they may have a family, but, you know, they may say, well, I don't want to burden anyone. And so I want you to talk about and speak to them that it's important to share. You know, let someone know what's going on so they can help whatever they can. So either one of you, just let's chime in and let's talk about that.
I think I have a big mouth, and I told everybody because I needed everybody praying for me. I wasn't even choosy about who prayed for me. I just needed prayer. And so I was really reaching out. But I think Suzanne can speak to that because she can tell you how she was keeping it to herself. And Suzanne, tell them how we got together about the cancer support group.
Wow.
After I found out about it, I was driving home one day and I just stopped at the light and I just emailed the church and I said, guys, I need you to pray for me because, you know, I just found out I had breast cancer. And maybe 2 days later, I got a call from Maxine. And, you know, that was the call that I needed because she was like, where are you? I said, actually, I'm at the church. And then she said, well, I'm at the church as well, you know. And I just sat there for a minute. And then I went in because I knew that they were having a support group. I think it was a support group at the time.
Yes, we had a cancer support group, right?
Right, and that's how I met Maxine and the group. And honestly, if I did not have that situation at work, I probably would not have told a lot of people because what I can say right now is that all my family lives in the Bahamas. The only family I have here is my husband's family and my daughter, of course. But, you know, I kept it from my mom, and I wish I did not do that because it really tore me up inside. I did not tell her until after my first surgery. And if I can do that all over again, I would not do that because you need all the support, even if it's long distance or whatever, you know, and you do need that support. My husband was such a big support. My daughter, you know, his mom, you know, and you have to have that support. I had Liz Williams, Sister King, at the at my surgery from 5:30 in the morning. Those two, they are so amazing.
Right.
You know,
those are the mothers of our church. See what they do.
They are so amazing. They are so amazing, and they came by. And, you know, I prayed about it, and God sent so many people to the house with so many different food and just, you know, people that I didn't even think cared, you know, right. Showed me so many, you know, people. But, you know, you do need the support. But as I said, if I have to do it all over again, do not hide it from your family. It's this.
Okay.
Not this.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted
her to speak, to tell you, because me, I was telling the world, Facebook,
right.
Whoever would listen, I need some prayers. And you know our prayers work. They work for you, Suzanne. Oh,
yes.
My God, we embrace Suzanne. So now you have plenty of family. You have the numerous church family. You have those people. You have a lot of support. And then can she also tell you, Robert, can she also tell you what it encouraged her to do?
Absolutely. Let's go. Yeah. Share your story.
Go ahead, Suzanne. Tell them what you did.
Well, I started, it's still in the works. It's called Women Warriors. I do have an Instagram set up where right now we're working on, we actually got our first newsletter out for a buddy check system, just pretty much giving accountability for either you or your friends, you know, just give them a text every month. Hey, have you done your self-check, you know, this month? And it's just pretty much for support. And right now I have about 100 people signed in on the newsletter, and I really want it to be 1,000 and more. You know, because we have to help each other. We have to
challenge
each other as women. And I really want to spread the word about that, you know, just to get women.
The name of the organization is Women Warriors?
Women Warriors, yes.
Women Warriors. You hear that, everyone on Two World Radio?
Yes.
We are going to support the Women Warriors organization. I'm going to post it on all my social media, post it on all my websites. You're going to get your 1,000. We're going to get you there.
Definitely. You will.
Yeah, we're
going to
get you there. Absolutely.
And lastly, tell them what else you did, Suzanne. Suzanne is my hero. I guess y'all know
what
that.
Yeah.
I'm not her cancer mentor. She's actually our hero. When she found out that we were doing the Tickle Pink Foundation, Suzanne and her people got together and they walked, and not only did they have their walk, but Suzanne has a company that you need to tell them about, Suzanne, so they can support you. And I'm telling it so she can just listen. Design is her company. You've seen it on, for those who do have Facebook and are my friends, I post it all the time. That's her company. She not only is a breast cancer survivor, she's a business owner, and she needs support, and she's one of our business owners, and we have to support each other. But she gave toward the Tickled Pink Foundation, and with that, Suzanne, we were able to give toward all of the women that were walking, all of the women that we had decided to help, and that helped us raise $1,500 for the Tickled Pink Foundation. So we thank you for
awesome.
That.
Thank
and
you
we
so
thank
much.
You so very much.
Absolutely.
And I wish I could have done
so
more.
Many women.
I wish I could have done more, but, you know.
Oh, no, darling, you did just fine. Go ahead.
Suzanne is even one of the vendors at the fashion show on Sunday. So everyone
right,
is going to come
right.
to the fashion show. Make sure you get to her table, Chic Designs. We're going to be there. We're going to have a good time, but we're doing a good cause, and we're going to bless some folks this Sunday. So I want everybody to come out because this is real. And so, yes, we're going to support
you. Yes, and
thank
you for giving me that information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got 15
minutes.
So
that's why it's important. So that's why it's important.
Absolutely.
So that everybody can see. Even you don't, Suzanne could have turned the other way. She could have just said, hey, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to make my family miserable. But instead, she got them involved. She got her friends around her involved. And she said, hey, everything that we sell with Chic Design for a certain number of time, we're going to take part of those proceeds and give it back. And that's the key that we want everybody to understand. We want you to give back. If you don't reach down and help somebody, then your road's going to be way longer. So we're carrying Diane on this journey with us. We're going to support her. She's going to support us. We're going to do some things. That's exactly right. And we're promoting. I'm trying to get her. And I might even be nice enough to have an accessory show at my house for Suzanne.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen. So, Ms. Maxine, I want you to talk about the Tickle Pig Foundation. What's coming? I know what's going on, but I want you to tell the world what's going on, what's coming up with the Tickle Pig Foundation. You know, we're working on some big things.
Yes. One of the things is we want to do something for the holidays. So we're trying to have this holiday party. So if any of you out there have a venue that y'all want to donate to us, that would be nice.
Yes, donate to us.
Donate to us because we're just getting started. And the Pink Warrior Project and Tickle Pink would love to have a place.
Absolutely. We would love to have it. There's a lot of work to be done. We can go over the statistics. They're staggering. The African-American community, we're suffering from this. Many of us are suffering in silence or we get the diagnosis, but we don't have medical insurance.
Finances.
We don't know the support. Yeah, the financial burden.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do with the Tickle Pink Foundation, is to ease the burden for those who, like both the ladies said, when they got the news, there's a time where, echo is echoing in your head, all you hear is cancer. And for so many people, that's a word of hopelessness, that's a death sentence, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Go ahead, Ms. Maxine. Go and talk. Fill it.
Yes, and we have so many people that just need money for medication after that. Mammograms are expensive. They cost so much. I would love to be able I have a birthday. As a matter of fact, all three of us have a birthday coming up before the end of this year is out. All of us have a birthday, and I would love for us to get together and just have an event and everybody bring their donations so that we can share it with these two organizations and then come out and buy Suzanne's stuff.
Absolutely.
She has some gorgeous jewelry. She has some fashions, great scarves and hats and all kinds of accessories. And what a heart. A person that has just been diagnosed, I wish at 5 months that I had enough energy to go out and help somebody else. And you've already reached out to 100 women. That's a plus. My hat's off to you, Suzanne, and I applaud you for
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
And please don't ever stop.
I was actually at work yesterday, and I just came back from an appointment. And this lady came up to me, probably in her late 40s, and she said, I want to tell you something. And I said, what? And she said that I had my first mammogram today just because of you, and this is the first mammogram I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
I just hugged her.
Wow.
And said, that's amazing. And she said, I just wanted to let you know that. She said that you're touching a lot of lives at work, and you don't even know it. And I just appreciate that. For all the, the people that I work with, so I just wanted to say that. And another thing, do not feel, because this happened to me, do not feel guilty. Do not feel afraid to share your story, because it's the big C word. And that was a problem that I struggled with. And it was my daughter that helped me get out of that. She said, Mom, you can help so many people. Why are you hiding? And I felt like I was hiding because I found out that I had breast cancer. So I just wanted to tell people out there, do not be afraid. Just speak up, because someone out there can benefit from your experience or gain more knowledge or just that support. They just want to hear that word, So I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely.
I think that it's wonderful to understand that that, hey, now the thing is that we didn't ask to be in this club. This is not one that I wanted membership to.
Right.
But it does have its privileges, because you know why? We know we're children of God because he saved us. He saved us, and he saved us for such a time as this. If anybody had told me 4 years ago that we would be able to talk and I would be able to talk to people about it, that I would be able to, one of the reasons that I had not even gone and done a fundraiser for breast cancer, I always support it, was that I never thought that I would probably live that long to do that. So what a blessing for us to be able to, on September 25th, 2015, to be able to not only raise funds, but to let the world know, hey, we're going to help you, and we're going to help our brothers and our sisters along. So that I know we are probably getting ready to close, Robert, or kind of close to it.
We got 9 minutes. Okay, yeah, we good. We got 9 minutes.
All right, so I'm going
to
say this.
I wanted to congratulate you on your Two World Radio show. You're doing a great job, actually.
Thank you.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And I saw you in rehearsal for the breast cancer on November 1st. I saw that walk you did.
The video was another fashion show I auditioned for this Sunday. That's coming up in December. Now, the amazing thing, that was the first time I ever went on an actual audition. I had to audition, and I got it.
Right.
And so God is doing some tremendous things.
I bet you did. I bet you did with that pose and that hand movement. I'm like, okay.
That's great.
You did a great job.
The bottom line is, and what I wanted for people to draw from this, through all the bad times, through all everything we went through, at the end of the day, we need to let people know that it is God. You have to let God know. He saved us for a time as this. He saved us. I say it all the time. Who did I think I was that I couldn't go through this? Who did I think I was that my family could not go through this?
Get breast cancer, exactly.
Because I couldn't have it. How did I think I was going to be above this? When Christ died, stretched his hands wide and died for us, he already made the sacrifice. Mine was just a tip on the table. So,
you know, Pastor spoke about this a while back, and he said, you never know when your shipwreck day is coming. And I was in church that day, and, you know, was just listening to that sermon. And it's like we all going to have those days and those trying times.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't have God on your side, it's just a whole different, thing. And I'm just glad that, you know, he shook me up and he woke me up in my circumstance, and it just made me today a better person, you know, even during my situation. And that's what I wanted to say as well. You know?
And out of all of this, I only have one child. I have a son, and he'll be 45 in 2 weeks. He's going to kill me, but he will be. But now I have a new son in Robert Pierce, a new daughter in Suzanne Nelson, and great, wonderful prayer warriors and business partners. So anybody that don't think that this ride is a great one, you're just missing out. We encourage you, donate to these foundations, support these foundations. And if you don't have the financial means, use your time. Go pray with somebody. Find out who needs help. Check with us. Always, we have a list of people. As I was telling Suzanne, she was one of many that was assigned to me by the church. It's the people, Elder Gray, thank God for such a man of God. He would call and say, Sister Mac, do you have time to call one more? And I never said no to him, because I have the time. God gave it to me, so I got it.
Absolutely.
So I thank God for both of you for the work that we're doing and claiming all the new stuff that's coming ahead of us.
Absolutely.
And I'm dropping the mic.
Amen. And ladies, I just want to let you know that I love you. I thank you so much for just the courage, the strength, the fortitude to keep pressing on in spite of what you went through, the path. But as we said, you know, we're just going to trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. You know, like you said, no one signed up for this, but because you were chosen for this, God has sustained you, and I just celebrate you on this day and for this whole month and for the whole year, for the whole lifetime. We just celebrate you and thank you for the work that you are doing. As you said, you could have gone about your business and not given back, but God placed it in your spirits to give back. And we're going to do all we can to support you and to stand with you. And I just want to thank you. I thank God for connecting me with you two ladies. And I look forward to the work that we're going to do and the lives that we're going to transform. I'm excited about it.
Because, already are. I am excited.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to thank you for taking out this Tuesday evening to be on my radio program. I don't do this for me. The only reason why I tell people this all the time, the only reason why I accepted this opportunity was to create a platform for those who are connected to me to be able to share their stories. That's the only reason why I did this. I don't need to be on this radio program, but I had to create my own path to put people who I know and give them a platform to share their stories, to let the world know what they're doing. And because the world needs to know about the Women Warriors, the world needs to know about Tickle Pink Foundation, because we're people of God doing a kingdom work. And so that's what the Two World Radio program is all about. And so, again, I just want to thank you. We just have a couple of more minutes. Do y'all have anything you want to close out with? We got 3 minutes.
I just really want to close, you know, and just let all the women know that, remember, you cannot fight a battle that you don't know is there. You know, even though it's scary, it might always, you've got to be informed. You can't fight it if you don't know it's there. You just have to always get your checkup. Some things are preventable, but, you know, you have to have your self-check even through your mammograms every year, because we know our bodies, you know, and I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Amen. Well, I thank y'all. This hour went back so fast, but...
I love the forum. I love everything together. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just wanted to bring us all together. So, again, next week we're going to have another show. I don't know who – I know who I'm going to bring on, but I'm not going to announce it now because I'm going to wait a couple of days to get it all informed. But it's going to be another awesome show. So I just want to thank everyone again for joining the Two Worlds Radio program. We're signing out. May God bless you. May God keep you till next time. I want you to tell your friends that Two World Radio is on the air every Tuesday night from 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern Time. You can also go on afterwards to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the rebroadcast. And again, I have to thank my sister, Crystal Chanel, for allowing me the opportunity to be on the Crystal Chanel Network. God bless you. I love you, Crystal Chanel. And we're signing out.
Love you, Crystal.
So love you, Crystal, everyone. Have a blessed night. Two Worlds Radio signing out.
Yeah, all right.